Here's a question for you. What voice would you like to hear deliver the news of an impending nuclear Armageddon on the radio? Yeah, if there is enough time to make such an announcement. In the UK, the British government chose one man to record such a warning in case it was ever needed. He was BBC newsreader Peter Donaldson. You fans of the World Service would not have heard Donaldson. He only appeared on BBC domestic radio, but in Britain, he was quite well known. Donaldson died yesterday, and our man in London, Leo Hornack, has fond memories of him. Tell us who Peter Donaldson was, Leo.
Peter Donaldson is really the voice of the BBC, if you're British. He was the chief announcer, in fact, for BBC News for over 40 years. And so to someone like me who grew up in this country with the radio on, when you hear his voice, you can just sort of smell Sunday afternoon lunch being cooked. It's exactly that sense of stability and authority and a very kind of traditional BBC sound.
Tell us about that nuclear war warning. Was this just during the Cold War?
Yes, this was, you know, your classic War of the Worlds recording in a way. I'm sure the American government has exactly the same tape somewhere. In the event of a nuclear attack, there has to be something to tell people that it's happened. So they asked Peter Donaldson to record this. And I think we've got a little clip and you'll hear, you know, there's something quite chilling because the calmness of his voice is so deeply familiar to most British people. But that calmness with these words is quite a strange effect.
This country has been attacked with nuclear weapons. We shall bring you further information as soon as possible. Meanwhile, stay tuned to this wavelength, stay calm, and stay in your own house. Remember, there's nothing to be gained by trying to get away.
And let's just be clear, this is not happening. This is just the late Peter Donaldson giving that warning in the event of nuclear war. Does the BBC still have Donaldson's recording on the shelf, or does the Beeb just figure that when Armageddon happens now, we'll find out about it at BBC Breaking on Twitter?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is the thing. That was leaked. It was never supposed to be released to the public, but it got leaked soon after he recorded it. I think it's particularly the last line there where he says, "Remember, there is nothing to be gained from running away." I mean, that really sort of makes the hair stand up on your back, because I'm sure it's quite true.
Donaldson's death, Leo, has been pretty big news in the UK, I gather. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the familiarity. I mean, it's one of those things like the weather, his voice, that as soon as you hear it, you know that you're in Britain, or as soon as you feel it, rather, you know you're in Britain. And he had that kind of relationship with listeners. I mean, I think an equivalent might be for public radio listeners, someone like Carl Castle. Apparently, Donaldson was very well known for, if people wrote in to complain about something they'd heard on the radio or the announcing, he would call the listener up. And so they would have this experience of the phone ringing and that voice, that nuclear warning voice, being at the other end of the phone saying something along the lines of, "I hear you have a problem with how I'm doing my job. How can I do it better for you, madam?" You know, and that gives a sense of his dedication to the listeners.
The World's Leo Hornack there telling us about the late, great BBC newsreader Peter Donaldson. This is The World.